So here's the big question. You're interested in value investing and valuing and evaluating businesses on a deep level, but you don't know how, even after researching for hours, probably dozens of hours, hundreds of hours on the internet, and because nobody else shows you how to do it. This podcast has all those answers and much more about value investing and finance. My name is Jason Rivera. Welcome to Value Investing in Your Car.
Hey, Jason here. First video of 2021, first new video of 2021, sorry. Got behind on some family stuff and holiday stuff, as happens typically every year with the holidays. So I apologize for that, but today we're going to get back to analyzing stocks. Today we're going to analyze BlackBerry for Cajona Elston. Before I get to that though, I need to let you know you can get the series as a podcast anywhere in the world for free on all major podcasting platforms. Stitcher, Anchor, SoundCloud, Spotify, iTunes, and more. You can get this as part of the I Love Value Investing podcast anywhere in the world for free. Okay, so today is the first of four stocks I'm going to analyze for Cajona Elston. We also have three other videos that people on YouTube requested. So if you want to request a video, or if you want to request a stock for me to analyze for you, let me know in the comments below. It can be any stock anywhere in the world, except for banks, because I don't evaluate them, and except for insurance companies, because you have to dig in the financials for those. So let's get to today. And today we're going to cover, get this out of the way. Today we're going to cover BlackBerry for, again, Cajona Elston. Thank you for this one, this recommendation, and the next few. Again, as always, haven't brought anything up other than the four pages I need. Unlike some of these stocks, I do know a little bit about BlackBerry. They used to be a huge company in the smartphone PDA space back in the day. Then they kind of went away with the advent of iTunes and Android phones, and now it looks like they are a software company, which is surprising to say the least. And they operate in the automotive, medical, and industrial markets, which is, again, very interesting. I had no idea they were frankly even around anymore. Okay, this right here is one sign the company may be overvalued. Again, not necessarily a huge deal yet, because frankly I don't care much about PE, but that is a big PE, 4 PE ratio, so that's something to watch going forward. Nothing else here. Operating profits, unsurprisingly, have been destroyed as they went away from their smartphone slash PDA business in early 2010s, and revenue has cratered because of that. From almost $20 billion in 2011 to $965 million in the last 12 months. That is, I knew it was bad, I didn't know it was that bad. That's shocking. And even more shocking is going back over here, is their market cap is $5.5 billion. So right now, they're trading at a, what is that, 5.5x about, 5.7x price to sales, which is high, to say the least. I don't use that metric like ever, but for companies that are unprofitable like BlackBerry, it's necessary to get a valuation somewhere, because its operating profits are negative, its net income is negative, and its free cash flow is actually positive, which is a bit surprising. But again, operating profits fell from $4.6 billion in 2011 to negative $74 million in the trailing 12-month period. Similar story with net income. Share count is about the same, a little bit higher. Book value is cratered. Free cash flow has cratered from $2.4 billion in 2011 to $25 million in the trailing 12-month period. Okay. It's ROIC. I look for anything above 10% on a consistent basis. Positive 10%, this is, it was at the beginning of the decade in 2011 at a 41% ROIC, which is amazing. And then as their business model continued to get disrupted by Android and iPhones, they now have a negative 29% ROIC, which is horrible. Also of note here, they're negative 38.2% ROE. Because their ROE is higher than the ROIC, I automatically know that BlackBerry has debt. And before I go any further, I forgot to mention earlier, I'm likely going to reference some of the past videos when we get to talk about specific things. So if I do, make sure to go look at those previous videos we've done on companies like ExxonMobil, US Steel, eBay, and others. Free cash flow, again, really low, surprisingly positive. Balance sheet as a percentage of the balance sheet looks relatively okay, except the intangibles are of note here. Frankly, I don't know what this would be because they had to transition their entire business. So I don't know if this is the remaining kind of BlackBerry name and trademark. If so, it's not very valuable. because again, I didn't even know their company was still around. If this is other stuff, which we will find out more about shortly, then it could be somewhat valuable, but probably that's not a great thing. Relatively low liabilities, low debt, good things. Cash conversion cycle is unreadable the last 2+ years. Low debt to equity ratio, that's good. They have about $590 million in debt compared to $670 million in cash. Again, those are good. But we might find out some more issues here with their intangibles. Are we on quarterly? We are on quarterly. And always look at the most recent number when you're looking at the balance sheet, unless you're trying to compare kind of period to period, which we'll do probably here in a second when we're looking at their intangibles. Not much PP&E, goodwill. So they have a ton of goodwill and intangible assets. Much of that has been amortized away, but there's still almost $7 billion worth of net intangible assets. Again, I'd have to go into the financials to see what these are. Specifically, most of the time, as I reference, I believe in the Cody video, in the ExxonMobil video, and some others, and you can find the links for those below this in the description. Most of the time, goodwill, almost 100% of the time, goodwill is useless to me for reasons I explained in those videos. Some of the time, intangible assets is valuable. In this case, frankly, I don't know what that would be. So let's go, actually, because it's interesting. BlackBerry report. You need to get the annual report for this. Because most of the time this information would not be in a quarterly report, or if it is, they wouldn't have the footnotes, a lot of footnotes talking about specifically what it is. I need the 10K, here we go. So what I do here, intangible. So it acquires assets, intangible assets through business combinations. Okay. What are those intangible assets specifically? IoT stands for Internet of Things, I know. So they're in the Internet of Things arena. This is not what I need. So Cylance acquisition. Okay, so let's do this. So this, what I'm showing you here, again, as in all these videos, this is the exact process I would go through. So they're in artificial intelligence and cybersecurity by acquiring Cylance. Software for autonomous cars. So, let's see, let's do a quick here. Nothing for patents in there. Let's go back here. Patent. Actually, before we do that, let's keep going with intangible. Because that only covers a fraction of the intangible assets, that's $58 million. And they had $1.7 billion. Okay, that still doesn't explain it. I saw the billion number down here, so that's the price they paid for the acquisition. Tangible assets, note 4. Note 4. Four, note 4. Where is note 4? Of course, I'm not showing up, so I'm gonna have to manually find it. Then I'll pause this and get back to you when I find it, because it could take a little bit. Okay, so we're back. I found note 4. Not it. Tangible assets. So these are acquired technologies and intellectual property. Most of them. So what I would say here, let me see. Impairment. So, okay, so there's nothing else. I'll scan it through to see if there's anything else of major note. So what I would say here is, again, depending on the technology in this space, these are actually probably pretty valuable, the technology and the property. They're still likely overvalued, but it's not as bad as I kind of originally thought. So most of this value, where are we at here? This $1.65 billion is probably worth something. I would probably half that if I were to value the company, which would make, so 1.65 half is about 0.8. So I would say their book value, kind of in a real world sense, without making any other adjustments, is about $1 billion. Again, I explained this in greater detail, and I believe the Coty video and the ExxonMobil video, and possibly some others. Those are in the description below this. And I go into my explanation of why I discount numbers like I do, and why most times intangible assets and goodwill are useless. But so if you want to learn more about that, go to those videos. Let's see, I'm gonna check here in the annual to see the goodwill. So So their goodwill or their net intangible assets gone up over time. The acquisition for Cylance was when 2018, so that makes sense. So yeah, nothing major here. There it is. Get rid of that. Let's go to cash flow statement, see if anything weird is on there. Oh, I'll get back to the quarterly for this one, not the annual. Bought $1.12 billion worth of investments in the last year while selling $1.06 billion worth of assets. So I'd want to know what those were. Other than that, there's not anything major that I noticed here on the cash flow statement. Valuation. Oh, so I warned you that they're valuation could be a little bit high based on the P forward PE. It isn't just high, it's absurdly high. I look for, again, I don't put much stock in PE, price to cash flow, or forward PE, but when I do look at those, I look for stocks to have numbers below 20 on those. And the more important one is the enterprise value to EBIT, which is down here and is negative. Negative EV to EBIT can be a good thing if you're like an insurance company or you have a ton of cash. It can mean the company is massively undervalued. In this case, I don't know. Oh, their EBIT is, I almost forgot. They were unprofitable, which is why their EBIT is negative. When a company has an enterprise value that's negative, not this fraction, just the enterprise value part of this fraction, as a negative number, that means the company could be massively undervalued because it has a ton of cash. In this case, the number is negative because its operating profits are negative, which is EBIT. I look for anything below 8 on this number, but not negative because, again, that means the company's unprofitable. So what are my final thoughts on BlackBerry? Let me bring my face back so you're not just staring at the screen. My final thoughts on BlackBerry, without digging into their financials, just their basic numbers are not good. They're unprofitable on an operating profit basis. Their revenue is cratered. They're barely negative or barely positive on a free cash flow basis. Their balance sheet isn't okay, actually better than I expected shape. But I don't know anything about their business. Frankly, I didn't even know they were still in existence as a company. And I don't know if their acquisition had been good. I can't tell that just based on the numbers because these kind of Internet of Things acquisitions are thinking 5, 10 years down the road, which is generally a good thing and generally what I look for in stocks. I want them to think long term. But what I also know in this arena is there is a lot of overpaying for acquisitions. There's a lot of, not necessarily useless, but not very useful technology because technology's evolving rapidly and innovating rapidly. So what I can say is that most likely, unless they have some patentable process that can't be replicated in any other kind of form of technology, even an iteration, then they're probably in bad shape. Again, I could find that more by digging into their financials, but at this point, I wouldn't recommend BlackBerry, buying new stock in BlackBerry. If you own it and you know it intimately, that's probably fine. If you know it and you know the risk and you are comfortable with everything, but just on a basic look, I wouldn't buy new stock in BlackBerry. And again, this is my process I go through. I don't know anything most of the time about a company until later in the analysis section, because I don't want that to bias me either positively or negatively. negatively. I want the company to have good numbers that surpass my thresholds in terms of profitability, free cash flow, balance sheet strength, and valuation on a preliminary level, so that what they do is hopefully an icing on the cake thing if it's good. They might have competitive advantages depending on their industry. If it's a bad thing, then I find that out later. But at this point, this is the exact preliminary analysis process I use anytime I analyze a stock. And at this point, I would say, based on my preliminary analysis criteria, I wouldn't recommend buying new stock in BlackBerry. Having said that, I'm looking forward to looking at the other companies Kajona Elston recommend or wanted me to look at for him. This is number one. There's three more, and there's three others companies from individual people that they want me to look at. Again, if you want me to look at a stock, anything other than banks and insurance companies, let me know in the comments below. If you like this video and you want more of these, make sure to like, love, share, subscribe, and comment, and hit the notification bell so you're notified anytime we release a new video, and release new videos all the time. If you're listening on this on the podcast, all that good stuff as well, we also really appreciate a review, because the more reviews, views, and listens we get to our content, the more people we can help with this kind of stuff. And if you're looking for more help, we have those free videos from our other investment analysis series below this. You can also get 5 free gifts, including my full preliminary analysis checklist template. At the link below, you can get our free guide, 7 tips for picking great stocks and 3 times you must sell, for free below. You can also get a free PDF copy of my book, How to Value and Invest, for free below. If you're looking for more personal help from me on how to become a better investor, make sure to check out the links to our masterclass below this as well. But until next time, have a great day. Talk soon. Bye.